Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December 1st, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Looking back on the best month in decades. Moderna's COVID vaccine scheduled for FDA review on December 17th. And Exxon slashing workforce, taking up to $20 billion charge. Leading today's news. Wall Street closed lower yesterday, but enthusiasm about vaccines helped drive historical performances for the averages in November. The S&P 500 rose 10.9% for the month, its best November ever. The Dow Jones gained 11.9% for its best month at any point in the year since 1987, and the NASDAQ rose 11.8% for its best November since 2001. Energy was by far the best monthly sector performer, up more than 30%. Other cyclical plays like financials and industrials placed second and third. Defensive sectors trailed in November, with utilities actually falling into the red. In other news, Moderna earlier on Monday asked U.S. and European health regulators to authorize use of its COVID-19 vaccine after a full analysis of its pivotal study showed it to be 94.1% effective, with 100% efficacy in preventing severe infection. A panel of outside experts advising the U.S. FDA will meet December 17th to review the evidence from Moderna's vaccine and vote on whether to recommend that the agency authorize its emergency use. A similar meeting has been set for December 10th for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. It's unclear how long the FDA will take to make a decision, but Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel says it is possible the agency could decide within a few days of the advisory panel meeting, or between December 18th through the 20th. While both vaccines have shown more than 90% efficacy, mRNA-1273's less rigorous distribution and shipping requirements give the Moderna drug a slight edge. Both, nonetheless, will be used given current production constraints. Moderna rose more than 20% yesterday, its market cap reaching $60 billion. It's higher by another 12% in pre-market action. Completing its strategic review, Exxon expects 15% global workforce reductions by the end of 2021. Capital spending next year is seen at $16 to $19 billion, and then $20 to $25 billion annually through 2025. Next up is elimination of less strategic assets, like certain dry gas resources in the Appalachian and Rocky Mountains, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas in the United States, and in Western Canada and Argentina. That's expected to produce a mammoth non-cash after-tax charge of $17 to $20 billion in Q4. CEO Darren Woods on the moves. Continued emphasis on high-grading the asset base through exploration, divestment, and prioritization of advantaged development opportunities will improve earnings power and cash generation and rebuild balance sheet capacity to manage future commodity price cycles while working to maintain a reliable dividend. Amazon and Apple are teaming up on a new cloud computing offering using macOS, a move to support a growing customer audience developing apps for the Apple devices. Amazon Web Services will make Apple computers available in its data centers, starting with the Mac Mini. That will enable Apple developers to create and test apps remotely rather than maintaining their own machines. And those developers could help feed Apple's increasing pivot towards software and services. And it offers an edge, for now, over big cloud rivals Microsoft and Google, which don't yet offer access to Macs. The initial computers will be a version of Mac Mini that has been previously available. They've just been adapted to work with Amazon's cloud and security infrastructure, and have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth turned off, but those will be updated as Apple launches new equipment. And Apple just unveiled a Mac Mini powered by its own M1 chip. To review, Bitcoin started November at about $13,800. On the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving, it had come within a handful of dollars, touching its epic 2017 high just shy of $20,000, also hit near Thanksgiving. By the time holiday meals had begun across the country last week, it had plunged to roughly 16,300. It's been rallying since, and crossed back over 19,000 on Monday, rising as high as $19,835 versus the previous record of $19,782 set on December 18, 2017. "We are just getting started," said Grayscale's Michael Schonenschein, appearing on CNBC. Addressing what some see as excessive speculation in crypto, Schonenschein says inflows into Grayscale's various crypto vehicles don't indicate unhealthy investor fervor. Crypto-related names like MicroStrategy, Riot Blockchain, and Marathon Patent all posted gains in the 20-50% range on Monday. Bitcoin has pulled back a hair from yesterday's record, currently selling for $19,500. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the NASDAQ Gold and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with the Dow, S&P 500, and crude oil slightly down. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.